KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The desperate hero in Life of Pi says that hunger can change everything you think you knew about yourself. So too can the beautiful images of Ang Lee's film change what you think you knew about computer-generated imagery. The film is much stronger as a visual experience, especially in 3D, than an emotional one, but it has a final plot twist that may also change what you thought you knew about the art of storytelling. The Pi of the title is a young Indian named Pi Patel. He's played remarkably well by Suraj Sharma. Following a shipwreck, Pi finds himself sharing a lifeboat with a huge Bengal tiger named Richard Parker. How the two of them got there is the stuff of the preface, which covers Pi's childhood as the son of a zoo owner, then depicts the mid-Pacific disaster, zoo animals and all. Another part of the preface is slow and somewhat clumsy. It involves a writer, played by Rafe Spall, who's interviewing the adult Pi. He's portrayed by the always superb Irfan Khan. Once the ship has been wrecked and sunk by an epic storm, long stretches of the action are confined to the lifeboat. Pi does manage to build a fragile raft to keep his distance from his toothy companion for as long as he can. Still, the all-too-intimate relationship between vegetarian man and carnivorous beast lies at the heart of the film and has its spiritual resonances as well as its practical and logistical fascinations. Spiritual resonances were what attracted the interviewer to his subject in the first place, specifically someone describing Pi's ordeal as a story that would make you believe in God. Maybe so, but it's the spectacle of Pi's journey that makes the deepest impression. There's so much to take in from this production, a whale breaching in the night, immensely phosphorescent, a carnivorous island literally crawling with little meerkats and almost submerged by a tsunami of symbolism, and the ocean itself. In several sequences, Ang Lee and his cinematographer, Claudio Miranda, have treated the water like a mirror, a radiant medium that floats the lifeboat and its passengers on a glassy surface, or they've made it invisible. A magical absence that suspends living creatures in a state of ecstatic grace. As for the tiger, he's the real thing in a few sequences, but mainly a creature spawned by computers. In one sense, this fully believable CGI creation is a wonder of technology, but the greater significance of Richard Parker is that he's fully integrated into the film. In Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Ang Lee pulled off a similar feat of integration. Not with a tiger, despite the title, but with Chinese wire fighting that matched the eloquence of the production as a whole. Here he's visualized convincingly and completely a magical world in which a dying man clings to his planet and a tiger burns bright, night and day. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.